Interestingly, it's fantastic to reflect on what we've achieved. We've worked with over 100 charities, and that actually equates to almost 2 million meals in the last 3 years, which obviously is a fantastic number. We take good quality, ready-to-eat surplus food from the food industry that would otherwise be predestined for perhaps waste. And what we say is actually, let's feed people first. So we work with the food industry, and that's the retailers, the manufacturers. We take all that food and we redistribute it to charities across Kent, who then turn it into great nutritious meals and support the communities where they are. We don't discriminate. So if you're a charity supporting a vulnerable community, we will look to help you with food source. So you could be working with the elderly, with children in poverty, right through to hospice care. Really, honestly, the breakfast clubs, we look after as many communities as we can where we can. We've actually got a staggering army of food heroes, we call them. We've actually worked with more than 175 volunteers in the last 3 years, giving us a generous, like over 100,000 volunteer hours. I mean, without them, we really would not be here. We actually work as well in rehabilitating offenders. So we work closely with what's known as the Working Out Scheme, and we actually have current serving inmates on site Monday to Friday, gaining qualifications and work experience ready for release. We're looking at getting some funding towards expanding the operation. There's clearly a demand there, and we're here to stay. We want to make a best go in Kent of making sure those vulnerable communities get the food they need. What we've started to do a bit more, certainly this summer, is we've now started to look at holiday hunger. And I know of at least two projects now that are taking regular food from us that are just being there for children that need that food during the holidays.